Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures in playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
We are live from Las Vegas. Hey. What? So this will be featured on the Bulls and Queens podcast, which is ABN nominated for the best adult podcast 2025. So hopefully we bring home the award at ABN this year. Yeah. Vote. Please vote. Yeah. Go to DocChocolateBBC.com.
Yes.
And hit the link to vote for Bulls and Queens as the best podcast that's adults and all that stuff.
Yes.
So we're recording this on Instagram as we do this. And hello, Yusuf, Anwar, and Kay Ryan. That's my man. Or is it Kai? It's Kai. And what's up, Sarita and all y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have my lovely co-host, Miss Fun Charlie 420.
Hi.
Hey. And y'all can hit her up at funcharlie.com.
.com.
Yep. I almost forgot. And today, we're going to talk about our New Year's fun that we had and some other fun that we had as well, right? Mm-hmm. So, hope everybody had a great New Year. What's up, Shay Smiles and Jenny Chan and Adolf and Hot Wife Confessions?
Nice.
Hot Wife Confessions said, "What's good? What's good, Charlie?
What's good? The weather.
She tastes
here.
Good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I am. I'm good. I'm good.
Very, very good.
But yeah.
And yeah, the weather is good, right?
It is.
So tell everybody what the weather is like out in Las
60s.
Vegas.
It's 60s this week. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's like sweet. It's like killer. Yeah. Like awesome. Like I literally did sprints outside today.
Yes.
In the park. You know, trying to keep my sexy girlish figure and all that.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So Queen Rani said, "How are you, Chocolates?" "I am well, Queen." And Shay Smile said, "Doc, would you ever like to collab iClub with all three of you? Oh, well, I mean, judging from your profile pic, Shay Smiles, I think we would love to club with you. She looks pretty, doesn't she? I can see, like, my... Oh, sorry. Ooh, okay. Shit.
I got a burn.
Okay, so kiss her lips and neck. Hmm. Oh, check out DrChocolateBBC.com for that. Mm-hmm. So, and Shay, DM me, and we'll talk.
Yeah.
So, how was New Year's for you, Charlie? Like...
New Year's was awesome.
Okay.
Was as good as could possibly be.
Okay. As good as could possibly be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
With expecting nothing.
Uh-huh.
Except fun. It was really good. It was really fun. Oh, nice.
Okay. Great, great, great. And yeah, so like what we did was we actually went to a lifestyle club. So out here in Vegas, a lot of times when people are partying for New Year's, it's almost like the New Year, the New York Times Central celebration that they have, where they have the ball dropping on, what is it, Madison Square Garden or
yes,
Manhattan or wherever it's at.
Yeah.
No, Times Square. But out. Yeah. Queen Rennie said.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead and read it.
Oh, thank you for the beautiful comment. I appreciate it.
So for our people that are listening on audio who can't read what Queen Rennie wrote,
oh,
what did she say?
So sorry. She's so beautiful and pretty eyes. Thank
yes,
you so much.
She does. It. She has a beautiful smile and pretty eyes.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We haven't done this yet where we're doing the podcast issue thing and not necessarily talking to the people all the time. So I apologize.
Bam, bam, bam.
I
gotcha. And what's up, S Supreme 90? Vegas or Florida? Vegas definitely is more Vegas. Fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Kai Ryan. So we went to a lifestyle club on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to Flirts LV.
Yes.
If you guys are visiting out in Las Vegas, you definitely need to check out Flirts LV, Playhouse LV. Really, really good club,
yes.
Right? So tell us from like start to finish, like how did you feel about it? Like, did you have any anxiety? Were you like, hell yeah, we're going to kill this?
Okay. So, I didn't have any anxiety. I know, like, so when we go to clubs, we're like, we are going to have fun. We're going to play with each other. If anything else happens, that's just bonus. And that adds to the evening. And that is the best. That's the best the way to go, because then your expectations are very low. And if you do not meet anybody, if you do not hook up with anybody, then it's okay. You still had fun with each other. And, you know, that bring your own fun. It'll be very disappointing. So anyway, so yeah, I didn't have too much anxiety other than, you know, the normal, I'm excited. Who are we going to meet? What's going to happen? But we also talked about this last night. We both really like the spontaneousness of an evening. So like not setting up necessarily dates or anything for that night. We're going to party and see what happens, see who we meet. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So yeah, we showed up. And there were more people than I was expecting. And then it even more and more people showed up as the night went on.
So like, how many people were you expecting? And Kai, he asked, how was Splash Mocha? We actually did not go to Splash Mocha. We stayed out here in Vegas.
Yeah.
So this year, Splash Mocha had a New Year's party in
Orlando. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were 2,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Partying up on the West Coast.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. But like, how many people were you expecting at LV,
Flirts
LV, and how many people actually showed up initially and then came through?
Okay, so I think they said 100 was the max that they could. I feel like that's a small number for that place. But so I wasn't expecting more, you know, a good handful of people, like 50, 60 people. And I'm such a bad gauge, but I want to say like 30 to 50 when we got there. But then as the night went on, before the doors were like closed for the night, I'd say it.
Because they closed at midnight.
Yes. So they don't close at midnight, but you can't get in past midnight. That's like when all the super fun happens. And I'd say another 20, 30 people showed up between that time because the dance floor was pretty packed when we,
we came downstairs. Yeah. One of the times we came downstairs. And we're going to talk about the dance floor because there are some Woo! There's some sexy stuff that happened on the dance floor, y'all.
Yeah.
So what we did was it was a black theme night, so we're dressed all in black. You know, obviously I'm always dressed in
black. He's got his black,
Yeah, when I'm naked, I'm dressed in black.
Yeah.
But like, that was corny, wasn't it?
A little bit. It's okay.
Thank you.
I'll let it pass.
That's why I'm a corn star. Oh, so it just keeps going.
It's just, you're digging a hole.
You like it when I dig in you.
I like you dig in the hole. Yeah.
Okay. In our cornhole.
Right.
So I promise y'all, we have not had anything to drink yet. Yet.
No.
Operative word. So we dressed all in black, y'all. And so Charlie had this real sexy, low cut, like slim black dress. I feel like every woman needs a little black dress, right?
Absolutely. At least one.
Yeah. And so she ordered like a silverish type dress.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
thinking it was a little bit more black, but it was way more silver and it didn't fit right. And so I went back to a standard good. I changed up a one that I had.
Yeah. So ladies, always have a plan B when you're ordering stuff off of Amazon. Always have a plan B.
For sure.
And Anarchy said, you guys are great. Love you all. Well, we love you
love you,
Anarchy. Yeah.
Nice.
And so I was dressed in black. Like, I had this, like, black.
Sexy.
Was it sexy?
It was very sexy. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Tell them about what I had.
It was a black see-through button-down long-sleeve shirt with black cuffs and black collar. But the see-through part had a pattern on it. So it wasn't, like, total mesh see-through, but it had, like, I don't know.
It was like laces.
Yeah, paisley type design on it, but then there were see through, so you could see all his muscles and sexiness.
I don't have any muscles.
So the black jeans, the black sexy shirt with the muscles popping out underneath. Yeah, he was sexy. Very nice.
And what's up, the real Slim Dark? Yo.
Hoppa!
He was like, yo.
Back from the abyss.
Yeah. So the real Slim Dark, he filmed with Charlie, a few months ago?
March. February or March. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was before I even knew you.
Yes.
Yes,
you're correct.
So me and Charlie, we're looking good, y'all. Like, we're looking good. And so we wanted to be responsible. So instead of us jumping in my black Ford Explorer, so we could just be all black, tinted windows, obviously.
Oh my God.
We played it safe and Ubered.
We did, because we wanted you to party too.
Yeah, they wanted me to party, meaning get messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, not that messed up. Mm-hmm. You know, again, be safe. You know,
he was still in control of his being.
Or person. My needs. Yeah. I was still in control of my needs.
Yes.
That's all she cared about.
That too. Well, you got to make sure, guys, party, but don't party too much because you need your junk to function.
Yeah, because if you're not able to party inside of that vulva, that's you have not partied well.
My God.
Yeah, you definitely need to,
Yeah.
So we Uber out there and we had a cool guy that Ubered us, right?
Yes.
And initially he was, from Costa Rica or... Cuba. Because he had a Cuba flag in his deal.
That's right.
And Slim Dark said, very good choice. Ha ha, whiskey dick sucks.
Yes, it does for everybody.
And so, if you got whiskey dick,
it does suck. Very well.
And if you have whiskey dick, then trust me, the girl's not going to suck either. But we get up there to the place and had a cool guy that drove us up there. He was from Cuba, played some nice music, right? Because initially, when we got in his SUV, he wasn't playing any music. It was quiet.
Yeah, it was very quiet. That's right. Yeah. We were like, hey, we got to keep the party vibe going. Can we have something? Yeah.
I didn't even ask. I was like, bro, it's New Year's Eve. Let's play some music. Let's get the party started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he did,
you know? So we got up there. You know, obviously, we pre-gamed at home a little bit. Yes. And we got up there. And when we got up there, it was, what was your feelings when we got up to the club initially? Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Dot Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Dot Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Dot Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
I was pretty excited because there were cars all the way outside. And the way the place is set up, it's a big house converted into a club type scene. And there's it has a lot of parking within the boundaries of the like concrete fence that you can't see past. But then that night there were cars parked outside of that fence, which means it's packed. So that was good. I was excited.
Yeah. Yeah. She was super excited. And so we walk in and then obviously we're greeted by the people that are collecting the tickets because you have to pay beforehand to get in and join the club membership on their website.
Yep.
And so as soon as they check our IDs and make sure that we actually paid, then they check in our coats and we walked in. And at Flirts LV, there's like a big old huge I don't want to say auditorium, but it's like a dance floor on one end of it. And then there's chairs that are surrounding the exterior and around it. And there's a bar on the opposite side of the dance floor. Mm-hmm. So you have the dance floor on one side, and then on the opposite side of it, you have the bar. And then on the perimeter, you have chairs and couches and seats all around. Mm-hmm. And then there's a staircase that goes upstairs behind the DJ booth.
Yeah.
Is it on either side?
Yeah, because I think there's a loft bedroom on the other side too.
There's two.
Yeah, I didn't notice that before, but the last time we went this last weekend, I noticed because they had the light on in there this time. And there was a bed and everything. So there are two lofts that meet on top above the dance floor.
We'll have to check that loft out next time. Yeah. Okay, I did not know that. Yeah. So
we've used the one side multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah. We use that. Yeah. And so so we're out there and, you know, we're conversing with a couple. Because, you know, initially when you go up there, especially if you go there to a club, a lifestyle club, and you don't know anybody, because like when we got up there, you know, I didn't know anybody. Mm-mm. You know, usually sometimes a lot of times I go to these clubs in Vegas, I know people, you know, but I didn't know anybody.
Nope.
You know, and Charlie's just been up here for about 6 months, so she doesn't know.
I don't know anybody. I know who he knows. So yeah.
So I know. And so we go up there, and so one of the biggest things that you want to do initially when you get to a lifestyle club is number one, you want to get there early enough so that you can build up rapport and you can talk to people, get to know them. Because if you arrive too late and you're actually wanting to play, if people have not talked to you, unless you're like freaking like the prettiest of gorgeous, handsome people or whatever, you know, you're probably not going to get some play, you know?
Yeah.
And even that, you know, yeah, it's, you're fighting an uphill battle. So get there so you can talk to folks, right?
Definitely.
And also, number two is make sure you start talking to people. So don't be a wallflower. Just start talking to people. Just smile. Make sure people, when they look at you, they feel like you're like friendly. And hello, SLDXB couple. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
And like, what do you think about that? Like,
no, I love it. And I would say also talk to anybody, just start talking. Doesn't matter if you find them attractive. It doesn't mean you have to play with anybody. just start talking. And then one talking to that couple will lead to talking to other people. And, you know, just make yourself open and just trying your best. I know there are a lot of people that go to the clubs and they're not very social, and it's like, it's so intimidating and daunting, but I promise you, this is the best group of people that are open and inviting. So once you start opening that door and just talking to people, believe me, you will keep, it will continue through the night if you can just get past that first, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And the real Slim Dark, he said 100%. Please, fellas, don't be that guy to just stand around.
Exactly.
Because if you're that guy and you're just standing around, then you're not going to be laying down with anybody that night. You're going to be standing all night long.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, like, don't be afraid of rejection, because, like, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, making relationships and just, you know, have a smile on your face, you know, not crazy or anything like that. Like, you look like the Joker or something like that. Like,
Yeah.
But, you know, just, you know, smile, introduce yourself, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm Doc. This is my girlfriend, Charlie. Nice to meet you guys. Where are you guys from? Yo, who are you visiting? Yeah. Where are you visiting from? What do you do? You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, how do you like the football game? You know, just say any old stuff, you know, just be friendly and
just
stuff
whatever.
Like that.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And like Charlie said earlier in the conversation, one thing that me and her have talked about at length in the past is it's your expectation, right? So if you go to a lifestyle club and your number one primary objective is I got to screw somebody, right? Like, you don't want to have that be your number one objective, because people can smell that and it just kind of reeks and you look kind of thirsty.
Is it thirsty?
Yeah, thirsty. And you don't want to have a thirsty look, because thirst, it repels people away from you, right?
Yes.
But you being friendly, it attracts people to you.
Yes.
So you want people to be attracted to you like a magnet to a fridge, to metal, whatnot, right?
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing. So don't go be all thirsty and stuff.
Yeah.
Just have it be your prime objective that, hey, I want to meet new people and make friends and this and that, right?
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to play.
Yes. And actually, like, there's one thing that I learned from, like, regular dating, which is very true in this sense. It's like, don't talk to people hoping they'll like you and waiting for to see if they like you. Talk to people to meet people, but also to see if you are interested in them. That comes off way better than if you're just waiting to see if somebody likes you. That way, it's like, if you're not into them, if they, you know, if the vibe's not right, just, you know, you can politely move on and talk to other people. So, yeah, just make sure you keep your vibe, like, don't be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, sorry. We're not banned yet.
Yeah, okay.
So, Charlie over here trying to ban us off of IG.
Sorry.
So, and yeah, just talk. And then also, you know, another end of the extreme, guys, ladies, is you don't want to overextend your welcome, right? So if you're in a conversation with a couple, with a single and whatnot, you want to read and watch out for their body language. So if they're looking at their watch and, you know, they're looking around, or, you know, they're kind of like looking, you know, like, you know, like they're not really interested in what the hell you have to say, then it's probably best for you to move on.
Yeah.
But another thing behind that is you want to get in the habit of not being the person that tries to take over the conversation. You want to ask questions and get people talking more.
Yes.
Because nobody wants somebody that's just egotistical and just talking
dominating
about.
Correct. Dominating the conversation. And it's like, do you want to know about me? Or, you know, are you interested? Or are we just going to hang out and listen to you? You know? Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, have you ever been in a conversation with that? That?
Yes.
Yeah. And how does that make you feel?
Like I am a cardboard cutout of somebody that he just wants to talk at. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A cardboard cutout with a hole.
Yeah.
With three holes.
With
three holes.
Yeah, with like, three holes. Oh my God. Yeah, but no, that is not, it's not going to get you anywhere with anyone. It's going to keep you isolated and you're not going to have fun that night.
Real quick, Ghost Being W.O. said, my queen, is it true what they say? Once you go black, you'll never go back. That's exactly how he said it in that tone.
He did in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't say it's not true. Considering the first guy that brought me into the lifestyle was a black man. And he also was my boyfriend. And then the next boyfriend was black. And
was he?
I think so. And then I guess if you watch my content, I'm heavily leaning on the African direction. But I am an equal opportunities.
She is.
I am.
She
is. I have all flavors. All flavors. Yeah.
She loves going to Baskin Robbins. Like she likes all flavors of the rainbow, baby.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh my god.
She's definitely not a queen of spades.
No.
So, matter of fact, like we joked about this.
Yeah.
Is Jason said, "Damn, you love black."
I say I'm partial.
She's partial. Yeah. So like, no, but
what's funny? No, I do white boys. Don't worry.
Yeah. She does do white boys. Because like, what's funny is the couples that we played with, like we play with more white couples.
Yeah.
Versus.
My content is mostly black men, but our lifestyle stuff is mostly white.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm bringing the chocolate to the party.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Grunky? Grunky is joining.
Hi, Grunky.
We love Grunky.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all follow Grunky Zero. He's like the best.
The best.
So, where were we at? So basically, you talk to people when you come in and you want to build up that rapport.
Yes.
And also, it helps to warm you up because like when you come to a club and you don't know anybody, if you sit too long, if you're a wallflower and you don't get to know people, it only gets worse. It never gets better. So you want to just like right from the very start.
Go to the bar, even if you just get a water, if you don't drink, just get something. And open yourself up to any conversation. Just the first person that looks at you, just say, hey, you know, and introduce yourself. That's all you have to do. And that gets it started.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And like move around, you know, like get to talking to everybody, have multiple conversations because trust me, people are watching you and they're watching other people because a lot of other people in there, they're scared. They're kind of nervous. They're kind of apprehensive and whatnot. And so they're looking for the people that are friendly, the people that are sociable, the people that are getting out there.
Yeah.
And you want people to see you and they're like, oh, wow, that's a sociable person. And like they're friendly and this and that. And that's what you want to do because trust me, people are watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
Checking you out. They're deciding as soon as you walk in the door, they're watching you, trying to decide if they want to connect or have fun with you. So it's like, as soon as you walk in that door.
Yes. Nicholas 52 said, hey, friends.
Hi.
Hello, Nicholas. How are you doing? We're from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yes. And so, and again, just like Charlie said earlier, just because you're talking with a people or a couple or a person is doesn't necessarily mean that you have to play with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, you know, Grunky says, step one, engage. Yes. Two thumbs up.
Absolutely.
And Ghost BMW said, I hope Venus gets OF. I hope so too. I literally get people that message me on my blue and white. They're asking me about, they're asking me about, hey, is Venus getting a blue and white account? And I'm like, no, she's not. You know? Grunky said, I'll be at AVN getting cucked and tatted. Yes. So
nice.
Grunky, text me. Obviously you got my number and like, let's link up somewhere. Yeah,
for sure.
Also like to interview you too for the podcast, but, again, and like, Charlie's over there. She's like, okay, I want to F that person, that couple, that girl, that guy. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. Yes. No, yes. And we're doing it like quick, right?
Yeah.
And
we got to it didn't work like that. It didn't work as smoothly in, at the beginning. We had a couple, we had some parties and especially when you're a new couple and you're trying to like get your groove on and stuff, we've come to this conclusion with discussions and this is how we have proceeded and we're killing it now. But definitely, like, if you and your partner are having trouble deciding, like, who you want to go after, or if there are any like kinks in the flow of your evenings, definitely talk it out and maybe come up with some alternative ways that you can try things, because we did try multiple things before we got to this point, and he's just like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And And we both, because I was always on the fence, and I'm always the holdout, just because it's chemistry, smell, and vibe. Those things are hard to figure out online. So
wash your balls, guys.
And wash your freaking balls, guys.
If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or a hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested, so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
But yes, so yes, definitely if you're having trouble getting a good groove as a couple, definitely talk things out and see how you can try other things, because we did not do this as smoothly in the beginning.
Exactly. And so, basically, the way we do it, you said at least 3 times a day. And so basically the way, we did it is she picks out the target.
Yeah.
And I shoot.
Yeah.
I pull the trigger.
Yeah. I'm horrible with the my pickup game sucks. So yes, I'm like, I will, yes, 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 and yes. And then
she sends me out to hunt.
Yeah.
So it's like,
he works his magic. Yeah. And he's like, I agree. And then we talk, and he introduces us and finalizes plans, which I love that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. But in all reality, though, like, if she picks out a couple, like, 99 times out of 100, am I really going to say no to the lady that she selected? Yeah. I'm not.
Probably not.
She has great taste, right? And so DFC Jackson 250 said teamwork.
Exactly.
Yes. Teamwork.
Yes.
That's a must. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby. Girl.
Yeah.
And so, and usually in most couples, you should let the lady, in my personal opinion, do the choosing, because again, most of us guys are going to be cool with whatever. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I hear it so many times, you know, so many women are out there and they take one for the team.
Yeah. And on a whole,
I will take one for the team. I don't care.
In the lifestyle, more women complain that it's hard to find men than men complaining that it's hard to find women that they're attracted to, because a lot of the times women, you know, they take awesome care of themselves. They're gorgeous, whatever. The husbands don't always do their due diligence. So, yes, let the woman pick. Then it's so much easier. It's so much easier.
Yeah. Cause like when I got into the lifestyle, I was like in my late 30s, and like all the women were typically like in their 40s and 50s. And I was like, dang, they look good. Yeah. I was like, jeez.
Yeah.
And you know, the guys were kind of lucky.
Yes.
Right. But I think a lot of times in these couples, a lot of times the guy is, you know, the higher earning person. So he's, you know, probably being bringing all the bacon.
Okay.
Right. And because most of the people in the lifestyle that I've seen, you know, most of them are more higher echelon type of folks.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not cheap.
Yeah, because it's not cheap. Nope. You know, they're usually business owners or, you know, high paid professionals. And, you know, you got women rocking around with fake tatas. And I was like, I ain't never seen so much silicone. We're not even in Silicon Valley. And there's so much silicone over here.
Yeah.
You know, I love tatas of all types. I'm trying to not say stuff that'll get me banned.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, we got some drinks. We, got, you know, feeling good and whatnot. And like Grunky said, you know, washed my balls 3 times that day. And,
important. Yeah.
Very, very important. You know, put a pinky in the booty hole to make sure no smell stuff, right?
There you go.
You know, always gotta put a pinky in the booty hole while you're in the shower, you know, make sure your turtle ain't sticking his head out.
Lovely scene. Okay.
So anyways, so we're drinking and then, we're, you know, meeting other couples and talking to them. And the ones where they, you know, you feel the body language, you feel the chemistry, you know, maybe you're talking a little bit further. Mm-hmm. And there was two couples that were dancing on the dance floor, right?
Yeah.
Tell them about those two couples. Out there.
So there's two couples. The two ladies of the couples were the ones that were getting the attention. They were two gorgeous blondes with their tops down. So tits out.
Yes, all out.
Yep. And they were making out most of the time. The husbands were just enjoying the view and the party.
As were we.
Exactly. So yes, they were the hit of the dance floor most of the evening. They were the party.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Doc Chocolate with his beautiful lady, Fun Charlie, I was like, hey, I feel like the good Lord is calling us to move to the dance floor.
Yeah.
I felt it come from heaven telling us, pushing us out on the dance floor.
Yes. Yes.
And then Charlie said, amen. I feel it.
Yeah.
And so we moved to the dance floor.
Yes.
And what happened next?
And I attacked him.
You attacked me or them?
Them. They attacked me. I attacked them.
Yeah.
It was on. We said hi and it didn't take. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then three of us were making out on the dance floor. Yeah. And
it was like, hi, and let me check your tonsils and uvula.
Yeah.
Make sure they're in proper working order.
Yes.
And I'm sitting with the two other guys. I'm like, guys, this is the best way for us to celebrate New Year's. Seeing our three beautiful blondes, like, just make out and make merry. Just ta-tas all out.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And then, like, I, for some reason, I got mixed up in the kissing.
Yes. Yes.
Ordeal. And
Somehow.
Please, I was.
They're like,
I didn't know how that happened. I just got grabbed by the collar and thrown in. And I was like, dang, okay.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're dancing. We're having a fun time. Yes. Did you have a fun time dancing with them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. That was so fun.
Okay.
It was so fun, yeah.
And then I'm dancing with one of the little cute blondes. And, you know, I kind of pick her up. And, you know, we're grinding on each other. And then all of a sudden, I hear splatter on the floor.
Oh,
and it's kind of dark there. But they have, like, the club lights, you know, kind of shining on there, and you know, it's kind of wet, like a little puddle. And she was like, oh my god, you just made me squirt. And I was like,
oh
really? This is making you up and dancing with you?
You have some talent. So
I have some talent.
Yeah.
My boys were still in the pants, and I still managed to make a woman squirt.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're hoping it squirt, but yes. I mean, there was a lot of drinking, so sometimes you don't know. But that's the story we're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason why I know it was squirt was because I reached down to the floor and I put my finger in the puddle and then I smelled it I licked it.
Oh, shut up.
And
you did not do that. Jeez.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do that.
I hope you didn't do that.
She was like, I'm leaving.
Eat your mouth out first.
I was like, yep, it's urine. But you're in trouble. But I took her at her word that it was squirt. And luckily, I didn't get any on my jeans or my shirt.
Nice.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And
that we know of.
That we know of.
Yep.
And speaking of that, we had to use the bathroom a lot during that evening. Do you remember? Like, you remember, what did you say about the plug being released or open?
Oh, yeah. Like once you start drinking, if you use the rest, like, if you have to pee, hold it as long as possible. Because then once you break the seal, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're done.
Then you're going to have to pee over and over and over and over again.
Like, yeah, the dam has been released.
Yeah.
It's like just flooding.
Just a little drinking tip.
Yeah. And so wrapping it up, you know, we're all having fun. And then midnight came and, you know, everybody got glasses of champagne and we toasted 2025. Mm. And Charlie was a little bit out of it because she didn't even know that it was midnight yet, even though they made an announcement.
I saw, but they didn't do the like 10, 9, 8. They didn't do that. So it's like, it just passed by. And it's like, yeah, I saw the champagne, but it didn't click that. Because all I could think of was, oh, I can't drink that. It'll make me sick. So I was like, oh, okay. And it still didn't dawn on me why they're freaking serving champagne. But they still didn't do the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. So I was like, I can't believe that passed by me. But what are you going to do if that doesn't, you know, I mean, they get
right?
It. Yeah.
And Pod Controller said, can the beauty stand up so that we can see her slender body?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like an atomic bomb. He just called you a noob.
You
said, shoot, don't drop her over Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Too soon?
You can go to my funcharlie.com and see all of me.
Funcharlie.com and you will see nuke after nuke after nuke.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so they didn't do that. You're right. They should have done the...
Yeah, that was weird. Like, that's the only thing that I was like, I've never been at a New Year's party and them not do that.
I agree.
So that was strange. But that was the only thing that it was midnight. We were probably kissing. I don't know if we were kissing other people.
Oh, definitely.
Or
definitely.
Something. Yeah. Kissing people's mouths or other things.
Well, we hadn't got to that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
We're still clothed at this point. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Very close. Yeah. Partially. What's up, Red Dillinger? How you doing? Red Dillinger, that is, I think he's going to be at AVN.
Nice.
So, anyways, so we do the countdown, and then at that point, we're like, hey, you know what, we're going to play. So we already know what couples we're going to go after and whatnot. Yep. And then there was a couple where Charlie was making out with the guy, and the guy was like, oh my God, you know, like, blah, 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 right? He's putting his moves on her, right? And so, like, you remember you met me, because I had used the bathroom for like the 15th time that night, right? And you're like, yeah, this guy wants us to play with, you know, couple, whatnot, right? And the lady, she was a very beautiful lady, you know, he was a good looking guy. And so I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, let's make it happen, right? Because I already know that, hey, I'll take one for the team. I don't care what the lady looks like, you know, like every lady
but
is a little bit
have you chocolate. Actually ever had to take one for the team with us?
No, but I mean, it's because women typically are just beautiful.
Yeah.
Women are just beautiful creatures.
Right.
Like, I have very, very rarely seen a woman that's like not like has some type of beauty in some way, you know, just my personal opinion.
Mm.
So anyways, like, I'm like, cool. And so like, we're walking to the orgy room section of Flirts. And in the orgy section, there's like three beds on the left side and the three beds on the right side. And they're all behind like these like see-through curtains, right? And there's like red lights on there. So it makes the ambiance very, very like, you know, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the wall, there's like two big, huge, like king size beds, I want to say. And so there's room, a lot of room for you to play, right? And so there's people that were playing. And so as we walked there, your couple with the guy, you remember they were visiting from out of town. I won't say where.
Okay.
And the guy like grabbed your hand. He was like, oh, hey, you don't need to go
there.
Oh,
that
couple.
Yes. I was like, who are you talking about? Okay. Yeah. There were a lot of people.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, we'll be right back. Right. Because you had described the lady. So she was a little cute, blonde with short hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm talking a lot about blondes, but like, I love women of all.
There just happened to be a lot of blondes.
Yeah.
In Sydney.
Yeah. There just happened to be a lot of blondes.
Yeah.
It was just like blonde city that day. right?
Yes.
So if you're brunette, redhead, if you're bald-headed, I probably will still love you, right? So anyways, we're walking there and he's holding you. And then, you know, we kind of chat with that couple. And then I basically say, oh, yeah. We'll be right back. You know, like, we just want to check out things a little bit, right?
Yes.
So we go out and check out things in the orgy room. And then I tell Charlie, I'm like, okay, let's go chat with this couple right here, right?
Yeah.
Since, you know, you were making out with the guy and whatnot. You know, this lady's pretty cute.
Yeah.
And so we go down there. And then things got a little bit awkward.
Yes. Yes. Because the guy knew his woman was new and apprehensive, but still kept trying to pull people in to play, knowing she was not comfortable. Awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward. And yes, not cool for her.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's a big no-no, right? Yeah. And, you know, so even though, like the lady had his, like, ding-dong owls, and she
her
was like,
tits were she, out.
Yeah. Her tits were out, and she's like giving him like the blowjobs, you know, here and there.
Yes.
And so
does not mean she wants to do that to anybody else.
Correct.
So
correct, right?
Yeah, and
and yeah, correct. DFC Jackson said not cool at all.
No.
100%, brother.
Yeah.
And so, like, when we go to sit down, you know, I'm reading body language. Mm-hmm. And so obviously this dude wants to, like, you know, like, he wants to, like, tear you to pieces,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's on one side, and his woman is in the middle. Mm-hmm. And so when we sit down, I don't want to sit next to the lady because I want to make sure that she's comfortable. So I tell Charlie, you know, I kind of position her so that she could sit down to the next to the lady, mm-hmm. Right? Because,
yeah.
Again, in the lifestyle, you guys, in swinging situations, you always want to make sure that women feel safe and comfortable.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So she's going to feel more comfortable sitting next to another woman versus me.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you sit next to her, mm-hmm. And then I sit next to you.
Yes.
So the dudes are on opposite ends of the couch, and then the women are in the middle, right?
Yes.
And so we start talking, and, like, how did that conversation go overall?
It's a little fuzzy, honestly, because it's like, yeah, because it was awkward, and I was just like, what's going on? It was so weird. But yeah. And then, but she was very clearly not interested,
yeah,
in doing anything or, you know, whatever. So it was just like, it was just so weird. It was so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, the only reason why I even wanted to initiate this was because, again, the guy was really, really adamant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on through with that. Blah, blah, blah. Right. And so after about 5 minutes of talking and conversing, you know, and, you know, ladies kind of like, she's giving body language, you know, like, that she doesn't want to play. Like,
yeah,
her legs are crossed and her legs are facing towards him.
Yeah.
So she's opening up her legs towards him and away from us, which is one sign,
yeah,
that, hey, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So I'm turning a bit away from you.
Yes.
And then she's not really making eye contact and she's not really initiating too much,
yeah,
talk, right? She's, yeah, being friendly.
Yeah. She
wrong.
Wasn't being rude. And I think she was just trying to navigate it the best she could without being rude to us. And we were trying to, like, let her do that. But we were trying to navigate why this guy kept pulling us in, knowing that his lady was not cool with it. And so it was so awkward. And as soon as we figured out what was going on, it was like, okay, we're,
yeah,
getting up. We're going to go get a drink. You know, we made some excuse. But yeah, it was just like, please don't do that. Please,
yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah. We basically said, hey, like, we're going to the playroom. You guys want to join us?
Yeah.
We would love for you to join.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we just got up and left, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. And Sunny HSP says, stand up,
yeah,
girl, please.
I'm not standing up. You can go see my stuff at fungcharlie.com.
Was Sunny just saying that you're a stand up girl?
Or I think he's like, stand up, girl, please.
Oh.
And FunCharlie420, you can see my Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so basically, we go to the orgy room, but then I'm kind of like, let's not go there.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so we talked to that couple that we were dancing with and kissing on mm-hmm. the dance floor, remember?
Yes.
And then we were making out with them as well.
Yes.
In the lobby. And then we went somewhere, and by the time we got back, they were gone. They dipped out.
Yes.
But we got their information, so that was good.
Yes.
So you go to the dance floor, and then there's another two couples that were at the bar.
That we've been we talked to them earlier too.
We did.
I think so, yeah.
We did. And so we basically went upstairs and we're like, okay, you know what? Let's just go play, right?
Yeah.
So
we were ready to start having fun.
Yeah, we were ready to start having fun, you know? Because again, you know, hey, no offense, you know, if you're a newbie, you're at the lifestyle club and, you know, you need a little bit more talking, but we weren't there to talk for about an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah.
We were ready to have some fun.
Yeah. We want to mingle enough to figure out the vibe and then.
Yes.
Get to business.
I want to have a party in that vulva.
Yeah.
Call back. And so we go upstairs. So we go upstairs to the room and, you know, me and Charlie, you know, we take off the clothes and we're having fun with each other and whatnot. And then one of the guys who was downstairs, he came up eventually, like about, what, 10, 15 minutes later after we started playing with each other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of look up and I'm like, oh.
There's somebody here,
right?
Yeah.
And so...
Because we left the door open, so...
Yeah, we let the door open.
Therefore, you can come in and watch, but ask to join. Always ask to join. No matter if the door's open, no matter what's going on, ask to join, okay?
Ask to join, right? And so he was a black dude that came up, and then he was also... describing these couples, we'll just describe them. So the guy was black. And then his woman was Jamaican, and she was real, real cute.
Gorgeous, yeah.
And the other couple that was their friends, one was a tall, slender, you know, muscular guy, you know, with a little ponytail thing. What do you call that? Where they had the hair. They,
man bun? It wasn't a man bun, though. It was like just a...
It's a man bun, baby.
Yeah.
I was jealous of his man bun because I'm bald.
Yeah.
My cul-de-sac in my head. And so he was a good looking guy.
Yeah.
And then his girl looked like Kim Kardashian a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
She was
very pretty. Very pretty.
Man, I was about to go Ray J on her.
Oh my God.
And so, they brought in another couple and that was totally fun. And so we just all got to playing and having fun. And it literally went on for about a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was very good. It was three couples, but
it was three couples.
Was it just three? I feel like there was an extra guy up there or something.
Well,
did another couple come up and go down or something?
That was towards the end.
Oh, okay.
So that was towards the end. Okay. Like, towards the end.
Oh, when I fell?
Yeah. So you remember how we were talking about puddles?
Yeah.
So there's a puddle on the ground towards the exit of the room.
Yes.
And we have been
like
playing.
Like a big puddle.
Yeah.
On wood floor.
But we had been playing for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was long.
Like, yeah, by the time, it was a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time. And, like, of course, you know, there's condom usage. So we're all playing safe, you know. As content creators, we do test typically every 2 weeks. But, you know, in a lifestyle situation, you always want to make sure you're protected.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's rule number one.
Yeah.
And so, like, you got railed by, like... Three guys?
Was it? I did. I got lucky though.
Yeah, you got lucky. And as she was leaving, because she wanted to use the bathroom, so she's walking out naked, because women can walk around naked at the club, but guys have to be covered, which I'm cool with. I agree.
That's fine.
So she slips and almost falls. I'm thinking in my head, like, oh,
no, I did fall. But it wasn't a fall. It was like one of those weird, slow, like slipping falls that you're just like, you know you're falling the whole time in slow-mo, but you're like, you can't stop it for some reason.
She was moonwalking.
She was
looking like Michael Jackson.
It's so weird. But it wasn't like totally embarrassing to the point, like, because I didn't like fall in a weird
angle.
It was like a smooth, like kind of cool fall, like because I'm naked. So it's like... Yeah, it was just like kind of I did this slow split, but he's looking at me like I'm messed up, like I'm drunk or something. Like he thinks I'm totally messed up and I like just fell and I can't walk. So
yeah.
He's like, "Aw, baby,
and I'm about to play with the cute Jamaican chick."
I know.
Like I was like, oh, "Jamaica man." Oh my God. And then I see her and I'm like, "Okay, what do I do?"
Yeah.
Do I go make sure and escort my woman down this flight of narrow stairs going downwards?
Yeah.
And she's just like slipped. And I'm not sure if it's because she's been like, look yeah. too much. Yeah. Or do I hit Jamaica? Do I hit the sandy beaches of Jamaica? Yeah.
And if I would have known, I would have told him to stay with Jamaica. But he was being a gentleman, as he always is. And so he was coming to help me. And as he comes to help me, he falls because
I did not fall.
You almost fell?
I slipped a little bit, but okay. I retained my balance because I'm got chocolate. All right.
But I
retained my balance. I kind of did this, but I have good core, good strong core.
Yes.
So I didn't fall.
Yes. But it redeemed me.
It did.
And now he realizes that I actually fell.
She did.
Because there was water on the floor. Yeah. But yeah.
The girl that I was dancing with squirted on there. Not just
no. So anyway.
Just play it.
Yeah.
So hello, FPS Pod Media. That's our friends, Front Porch Swingers.
Hi,
Brenna.
Hello.
Brenna. Yes. Hey,
yes,
Brenna.
Yes, we just saw it.
Yes. Brenna said, oh, hey, I just texted you. Yeah.
Nice.
We got your text, but I couldn't return
and
the text message because we're online.
Yeah.
We will. We'll call you. And so anyways, so after Charlie has redeemed herself.
Yes.
Because, like, I'm thinking in my head, like, man, this girl is, you know.
Which I have never gotten that bad before since in our 6 months. So, you know, just.
She's saving it for the seventh month. Yeah. So.
It's fine. I get one once a year to where I'm just sloppy.
Okay. So I make sure, because, again, it's a narrow sight flight of stairs. Mm. So, Brenna, we're talking about our New Year's at Flirts.
Yes.
And so I escort her down the staircase because, again, guys, you have to make sure, above all, you make sure your woman is protected. Mm. You know?
Yes.
Don't, if you think that she may be a little bit, look, don't let her walk down some narrow stairs and you're not up there to escort her.
Yeah.
Because if she falls and tears an ACL or something like that, guess what? It's your fault. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your fault.
So
I did not go and take a trip to Jamaica, the sandy beaches of Jamaica.
Yeah.
I wanted to. That Jamaican girl was so hot.
She was. But we kept in touch and there will be.
Yeah. I left Miss Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I left Kim Kardashian. And I followed my beautiful lady down the stairs. And then went to the bathroom, the baño, and made sure she didn't fall in the toilet or anything like that. And then we came back up. And like, just like I was kind of thinking, you know, other people had kind of moved in. Yeah. And yeah. And
that,
I was like,
that time had passed.
My time had passed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I saved my girl.
He did. He did a gentlemanly thing. And we're... We stayed in touch, so
yeah.
Both of the couples that we played with that night, we got their stuff, we got the blondes, and that's what you want to do too.
Yeah.
Even if you don't play, but you had a connection or chemistry with somebody, definitely get their information, because that can always happen again. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you do want to get people's information for future purposes, because, again, what's up, Alpha Male?
Oh, nice.
And... Brenna from Front Porch Media says, sounds like a fun time.
It was.
They went to the green door.
Yes. We'll have to get that breakdown.
Definitely. And so basically by the time we left, we were literally like the only couples up there. Like everybody.
Oh, yeah. We shut it down. That's right.
Yeah.
We closed the place this time.
People at the behind the bar were like, you know, they're smiling. They're having a good time. But I know they're thinking,
they're like,
don't these people get the hell out of here. I'm trying to go to sleep.
I'm going to go home.
Yeah. These fools over here on the top floor upstairs, just over here banging around. Exactly. Get the hell out of here. You're not invited anymore. And so we catch an Uber home.
Yes.
And when we get back, we play a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. We didn't get to bed until like 5 a.m. in the morning. Right.
No.
And
it's very late.
What's up, Wonder Child? Oh, hold up. One Dark Child.
There you go.
One Dark Child is in the house. One Dark Child is our guy from Florida.
Yeah.
And one grandson said, Doc, please reply to my messages. I'll look at it here in a little bit. So, anyways, a recap, you guys. When you go to parties, make sure that your number one objective, from our opinion, is to make sure your objective is to make friends. If you play, you play. But if you go there with a primary purpose or objective that, hey, I have to go play, you're going to appear thirsty.
Yeah.
And that thirstiness is going to repel people away from you.
Yes.
They're not going to want to play with you.
Yes.
Right. And then number two, make sure you get around, make friends. You know, you don't necessarily have to play with people, even if you're not, let's say, physically attracted to them. But you do want to get around earlier versus later. Again,
yes.
Don't be a wallflower. Get
yes.
out there, say hi to people, talk to people, make friends, you know, ask them about themselves and whatnot. You
yes.
know, just be a good human being, right? Even if you don't want to play with them. But like, and then number three, don't be shy. You know, like if you are interested in a couple or a single, you know, let them know, you know, hey, I would definitely love to, you know, if you want, I would definitely love to play with you. And Brenna said,
yeah,
I like your friend from Florida.
Yes.
Oh, Brenna, I know that you like our friend, One Dark Child from Florida. I saw how much you like our friend from Florida. Shoot. Hey, we had ourselves a time in Florida.
Yeah.
Shoot. And One Dark Child did too. And Kai Ryan, thank you. He said, Doc, I hope you win the AVN Awards. I hope
yeah.
so too. You guys, okay. make sure you go to DocChocolateBBC.com and click that link that says vote for Bulls and Queens as your favorite adult podcast.
Yes.
And you know what? I love Brenna and Brian, so you vote for them too. Front Porch Swingers. Best adult podcast, you know? Vote for me first, though. But like, anyway. No.
Oh, my God.
But and make sure you go to funcharlie.com.
Yes.
Okay. And you can see all of our spicy stuff on there as well. So, but overall, you did have a fun time. Is that right?
Absolutely. Excellent time. Best one of the top New Year's.
Best time. And Brenna said, I hope you would too. That would be so cool. I wish we could like split it. Okay.
Right?
So, okay. So if you guys win the award, Brenna, you can sit on my face.
Oh, my God.
For an hour.
Wow.
Yes.
Hour.
I will die a happy man.
Wow.
And then if I win, you have to give me a blowjob that makes me come to certain places within 30 seconds. And what?
Oh, my God. That's a tall order.
That's not a tall order. You... Okay, I got stories of...
All right.
Okay, I'm going to tell that story...
That's another... Another time?
Yeah, that's another time. Okay. I'm not going to tell that story about what you did to that. Brenna was like, ew! She's like, I'm going to sit on his face. He's like, you're going to take it.
Yeah.
Me and Brenna always have a good time when we get together.
So funny.
So, all right. So, again, you guys, go vote Bulls and Queens and Front Porch Swingers as your favorite adult podcast for the AVN Awards.
Yeah.
The link is at my site at DocChocolateBBC.com. Make sure you follow this beautiful, lovely, sexy woman.
Yeah.
FunCharlie.com. That's FunCharlie.com. She's plenty of fun.
And FunCharlie420 on Instagram.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Follow me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.